Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Analysts, scouts, under 23 stuff, some technical stuff.
Wait. Scroll up.
What?
No, keep going. Dead. What's he doing on the payroll still?
We still pay him.
Why?
Well, he is sacked, but his contract still runs up to 2023. I was hoping he'd get a new job by now and they'd buy out his contract, but he's obviously just running it down and taking the cash.
Well, I'm calling him.
Are you serious?
You got any other ideas?
No.
Nope.
Well then, I'm calling him. Hey, it's Woody. Listen.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Hey, oh.
Hi, Kieran.
Is that your computer?
Yeah. No, don't touch that. Stop touching my things.
What are you doing on computer? You're a player liaison officer, not a computer liaison officer.
I just need to send some emails.
You spelt your wrong. You're welcome.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, mate.
Where?
There. You've put Y-O-U-R-E. That's wrong, mate.
You are.
No, you are.
You are.
No, you are.
No, that's you are. You apostrophe R.
Yeah, good one, Theo.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, sure. Look, I can't be teaching you English all day, mate. Got myself a fucking meeting, haven't I?
With who?
Patrick. It's about the new manager. Want to run it by Captain Fantastic first, don't they? That's me, Captain Fantastic.
Right, yeah. No, I got it. Just, go easy on him.
On who?
The new manager. He's not as new as you'd like.
Well, what you want about?
Just go in and see.
What do you mean? What the... What? It's me. It's Kieran Broome, the football player.
Come in.
Oh, what the fuck is he doing here?
Ah, Peter, it's you. You haven't aged a day.
What, Peter? Who the fuck is Peter? My name's Kieran.
Is it not Peter? You look like a Peter.
Right, I'm not having this. Sorry, fuck
Kieran,
off.
Get back in here now.
No.
Kieran!
Try Peter.
His name isn't fucking Peter. Come here, you...
Ow! Oh, all right.
Here. Fucking hell, buddy.
Jesus.
Right. Kieran Broome, you remember Eric Van Schmidt? Eric Van Schmidt, this is not Peter. This is Kieran Broome. Ah, here's the man. Willie.
Oh, hi, Eric. How are you going?
Mr. Wells! Hey, I'm so sorry to hear about the neighbours.
Gillingham?
No, the neighbours. The television people.
Are you talking about the TV show Neighbours?
Yes. You're from Australia? Like the Neighbours. And they've killed them off the television. Very, very sad.
Yeah, it's a shame, I guess.
Ah, shame. Yes, okay. Lots of shame.
Ah, we've all got ourselves reacquainted. I see. Lovely jubbly.
Hey, before you act like this is the most normal thing in the world, can we answer my first fucking question? What the fuck is he doing here?
Kieran, we're in a very, very complicated position.
Well, you shouldn't have invaded Ukraine then.
I didn't. Someone else did.
This is why people fucking hate war, innit? Because you've got to put up with shit like this.
Hey, Kieran, you're the true victim of the invasion, aren't you, pal? Well observed. Now, listen.
Yeah, listen, guys, listen up, well, yeah?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just getting, you know, getting the attention of the room for you.
Right, well, I did have the attention of the room, you see. Then you just stole it.
Yeah, I was just getting the guys.
Stop talking. Kieran, Willie, Eric's back in charge. But open your mouth anymore and I'll close it with this fucking stapler, Kieran. All right? Eric's back in charge. He can do the job, and to be honest, he has a plan. And that's more than I can say for his fucking predecessor.
Yeah, Sven didn't have a plan, you see.
Talking about you and David, Willie.
Oh.
Eric, tell him.
It's a system based on Wayne Rooney's hair, you see.
On Wayne Rooney's what? Sorry?
His hair.
Right, yeah, I thought you said that.
Because he used to have no hair, yes? You remember this?
Oh, fucking hell.
And right now, Ashwood City have got the bald spots. So, it's a transplant of the follicle, yes? This is the word, yes? Follicle?
That's not a word.
Yes, it is, Kieran.
Oh.
To make Mr. Rooney have hair where he wants, the doctor takes the good follicle, rips them out, and puts them in the area of weakness to be reborn as Mr. Rooney's hair. Then he has the hair and can get the ladies.
He does get the ladies, to be fair.
Right, I didn't know he was going to do that little speech.
Would he? Can I have a word outside?
No, he's just getting bogged down in the metaphor. He's got a fucking plan, right? Look at the setup we have, right? Here's a couple of our most recent tacticals. What Eric is trying to fucking say, but not very fucking well, is that it's not the way we're playing or who's playing that's the problem. Wayne Rooney has fucking hair, right? It was just in the wrong fucking place. Willie, weakest spot on the field. What did I say to you the other week?
Left back.
Been like that for fucking years.
What do you mean?
Fucking don't look at me. Blame the guy in the suit.
Fuck off.
Right, and what are we doing with that position right now, Kieran?
Sometimes Davy Ogg, sometimes Babich.
Correct a fucking mundo. Where's Babich's natural position, Patrick?
He likes to, Well, yeah, Dario Babich is a sort of...
Centre-back?
Thank you, Eric.
Yep, centre-back, yep.
This area right here, this is our bald patch, but not anymore. Davy goes back on the bench, Babich comes in, that goes into a three. Now we have Vassos, we can actually play a decent three at the back.
Then you get Mr. Playpark to work the left channel. Mr. Playpark can do that. That's his strength.
It's not Playpark, it's just Park. Park Su-El, not Playpark Su-El. Fuck me.
Yes, correct. You have the three at the back. Then we have to address our second bald patch here. There are too many good hair follicles here. This causes ingrowing hair. They must be plucked out. Get out, you fucker, we say, out!
Oi, that's me. I'm the hair follicle, for fuck's sake.
Look, Kieran, he's right. Ruby, in here, now!
Sure.
Oh, you're there, right. Get in here. Ruby, show Kieran the data. Show him.
Of course, yeah. So you know how we discussed your passing accuracy?
Yeah, it's the highest it's ever fucking been, mate.
It's because of this triangle here. Nearly all of your passes are to a Kufo or Luna, and only 7% of your passes reach over 20 yards.
So?
So there's too much congestion in this part of the field. And worse than that, there's too much competition. A Kufo, yourself, and Luna are all looking for the same ball.
To Kevin?
To Kevin. But what happens? Kevin gets shut out, marked off the ball, because none of you are being released from that role. But all of you are asking Kevin to perform miracles.
It's called playmaking, all right?
It's called inefficient football and a waste of resources.
Oh, what, Woody? You're going to let him speak to team captain like that?
As long as it takes for you to fucking listen, pal.
All right then, Brainiac, what's the answer? I play Wordle, me, you know. I know a thing or two.
The answer is this.
What the fuck is that?
My formation.
What? Like, fuck, what is it?
Yeah, seriously, what exactly is
that? Patrick, you're not fucking helping. That is a 3-1-3-2-1. It's a bit narrow. Well, when it needs to be, hey, where's your width? Width looks like this without the ball and like this with the ball. That's actually quite good. I know.
So, Luna is behind me.
For the bold pitch.
Are we still talking about Wayne Rooney's fucking air transport?
In possession, right? It's that. You're in front of him, you're in line with Marcelo and Park, it's deeper than you think, I promise. Bang! On the transition, you're here. Blocking out. Bang! Transition, you're here. See? Get it?
Look, Mr. Broom, look! This is the spine here. Kevin, Akuvo, you, Luna, Angelo. But we are not a rigid spine anymore. We are not the spine of an old man. We are the spine of a young goose. We move. We juggle around. You see?
I see. I actually do see.
Patrick, stop Googling goose spines.
I just wanted to see if they're especially bendy.
Shh. Manchester United this weekend. If we carry on as we are, we play directly into Rannick's hands. See?
Enough charts, enough heat maps and passing diagrams. Look, this is fucking simple for me, okay? Here in my hand is a grenade.
Fucking hell, really?
My friend Mr. Bielsa did this one.
It's not a real fucking grenade. It's a figurative grenade. I'm pulling the pin right fucking now. If we can make this work, I chuck it out the window and we survive. If this doesn't work and this season is another fucking failure, then take cover, gents. Take fucking cover, because I'm done. And I'm going to make sure that each and every one of you loses your job or gets sold by the end of the fucking summer. So get to fucking work.
You know I'm immune from your whole career suicide bomb thing, right? You know, you can't fire me.
Why'd you have to go and do that, honestly? Fucking hell, man.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
I feel physically sick about the whole thing, to be honest.
They had to hire somebody, though, didn't they, Callum? I mean, I think, you know, you might accuse me here of being too kind, but I think what the club have illustrated is an ability to think on their feet and to compromise given the very complicated circumstances.
That's nonsense, and you know it.
No, it's not nonsense.
Tell me, right, explain to me, mate, right, why we've ended up with Eric Van Schmidt, who didn't work out before, right? I'm not going to go running back to my ex-wife because it didn't work out. She don't want me back. Why haven't we gone out and got somebody half-decent like Bielsa or Ten Hag?
Because of what we just talked about, because of the sanctions, the restricted recruitment.
Nonsense!
You can't just shout nonsense at something you don't like the sound of, Callum. Callum?
Nonsense!
I'm cutting him off. That's all from Callum. Thank you. There we go.
Nonsense! Oh,
wrong one. That one. He's gone. Not long now until kick-off at Dartley Park, where Ashwood City face Manchester United. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back.
Excuse me.
What?
Don't do nervous pre-match poos in the corporate toilets.
Sorry, pal.
Fuck's sake, I thought I was getting poisoned with some nerve gas like fucking Abramovich. Don't do that again, I'm entertaining clients.
How you doing that? Karaoke? Magic tricks?
Hey, look at me, Woody.
No, I don't need a pep talk, pal.
Look at me.
What?
Forgotten what I was going to say now.
Great.
Oh, fuck's sake, the Glazers are here. Christ, look at them.
They look like zombies. It's fucking mad how much they actually look like zombies.
Watch them, right? I guarantee they try and steal the good cutlery. Yeah, see, there we go, right in his pocket. Hey, Avram! Yeah, put it back, mate.
Good catch.
Not my first time.
How you feeling?
A bit bloated, actually. Why? Do you think it's the smoked salmon? Okay, right, because I'll admit that it is past its expiry date, but it doesn't smell. Yeah, you know, it doesn't. I promise.
I meant about the game.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Yeah, new manager bounce. Well, yeah, ex-manager returning due to crippling sanctions on our recruitment capabilities bounce.
Hey.
You weren't serious about the suicide bomb grenade thing, were you?
Oh, I'm serious, pal.
Oh.
I told you before, didn't I?
No, I know. I always thought I'd be able to convince you otherwise.
Hey, but I think I need some time away from this leak.
Right. Wow. Where?
Germany, I think.
I see. And if we, you know...
You know what?
If we achieve what you want us to achieve this season...
Oh, then I'm sticking about. I mean, Christ, I'm not fucking stupid. I'm just fucking frustrated, you know?
I know.
Good luck today.
You too.
You want to hug it out?
Sure.
Oh, don't make that noise.
What noise?
That noise that makes it sound like you're struggling to get your arms around me.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
God, you are skinny.
Right, that's enough of this.
Oh, I remembered what I was going to say.
Oh, hey, what's that?
I just... Oh, God, Avram, what did I just fucking say, mate? Put it back.
Jesus Christ, come on, let's go boo Harry Maguire.
Yeah, good idea.
Manchester United struggling yet again to get out of their own half, but they don't need to when they lead 1-0, Billy.
Yeah, you're quite right, Peter. It's an unfortunate one for Ashwood City to concede, as we've said, especially, you know, when you're playing this well. Maybe just that bit sharper on the loose balls, and they could trouble the visitors even further, and maybe even get an equaliser just before half-time.
Ronaldo is down again, holding his ankle. Play is going to carry on, though, as United regain possession through Luke Shaw, who plays it long towards Ronaldo, and he's not going to get it, and he's offside.
Never mind that, he's on the ground, Peter.
He's not interfering with play. He's not interfering with anything but his laces at the moment, and it's cleared out as far as Bruno Fernandes, who sees Riviere off his line. Sumptuous. Absolutely sumptuous. It's not often that the Frenchman gets beaten like that, but when Bruno Fernandes turns it on, there's very little anyone can do about it.
A moment of sublime quality, Peter, in an otherwise ordinary Manchester United performance. As you say, it's not easy to beat Riviere. He's tall, he's got great footwork, usually, and great movement, but look at that. Lift the ball and just see there, it starts to drop under the crossbar right at the last second and into the back of the net. And Ashwood City have got their work cut out here, Peter.
You're right about that, Billy. 2-0 down at home to a rival for those European spots. It's an awkward reunion for Mr. Eric Van Smit.
Ruben.
Woody.
What, and I mean, what the fuck is going on?
But statistically, it's better than it looks.
Oh, really? Because it looks like they've got two fucking goals and we've got fucking none.
Look at that, though. The passing, where we're keeping hold of the ball, how they're struggling to deal with our distribution.
Okay, right, should I fire him?
Who, me?
No, Eric. Just, you know, go down there and get him out right away, because this could be six or seven.
Just fucking wait. Ruby, are you happy?
I'm happy.
What's Colin saying?
He thinks we could close down a bit quicker, but he's happy. They're nothing goals. Just a bit of Bruno brilliance and one unlucky deflection.
Hey, Eric's got this.
Has he? It doesn't feel like he's got it, would he? It feels like the opposite of that.
This is exactly what that crazy fucking cunt was born for.
For what? Getting destroyed by Locomotive Moscow's Ralph Rangnick?
Great ball. Great fucking ball, Broomy.
McTominay loses it and lunges to win it back off Broom, and that's a free kick.
Yeah, you don't need to be doing that. Not in the first half. It's petulant stuff from Scott there. You know, I played with Scott.
Broom takes it quickly, and it's a brilliant ball to Akufo, who has time but doesn't need it. My oh my!
Look at De Gea. He's completely frozen to the spot.
A thunderous strike from Christian Akufo after that pass from Kieran Broom. United players swarming around Martin Atkinson.
What for, Peter? What for? This goal stands. There's no doubt about that. It was a quick free kick in the middle of the park. Stop complaining. Get on with the game.
You need to tell me, all right? If it's not causing any pain, then you need to keep that same energy. And I suggest you do another warm-up in just a sec. Don't let it go cold, all right?
I want total silence. More silence. Somebody is playing music.
That's the stadium, Gaffer.
Oh, I like it. What is this?
I think it's the Premier League anthem.
Ah, yes. Premier League. The League of the Money. Manchester have lots of money, don't they? Stuffed in their pants, weighing them down, but not us. We are light. We are nimble little motherfuckers, aren't we? Yes. They have too much money down their pants. Everybody, lift your right hand in the air. Everybody, come on, come on, do it. Now, put it down your pants. I said, put your hand down your fucking pants right now. What is in there? Huh? The cock. Yes, the cock is in there. We need the cock, of course. Gets rid of the piss. But what else is in there? That's right. Balls. Not just any balls. Ashwood City balls. You feel this, yes? It's time to use the balls. Time to face the music of the Premier League and show Manchester what we have in our pants. We stick to the shape. They have got lucky, but we will get luckier. Fuck the Premier League. Fuck the Manchester. Fuck football. Fuck it. Let's go, go, go. Fuck.
Ronaldo tries to reach it, and once again it's out of play.
God, would you look at that? It's another loose pass from that United midfield. You can't lose that focus, especially when you're away from home. They need to get on top of these areas, Peter, urgently. Your Brunos and your McTominays need to say, right, boys, we're better than these lot.
Let's stop playing their game and go back to what we want to play. Manchester United still leading Ashwood City here, but you wouldn't think it when you look at those United fans' faces or even Mr. Rangnick there. You wouldn't think it looking at the stats either, Peter. United are getting bogged down and playing like it's the 94th minute instead of the 54th minute. Vassos bringing the ball forward, unchallenged, marauding into the Manchester United half. Finds Luna, who looks for a Kufo, decides against it. Now tries for Kevin, who's found space on the edge of the area. Kevin, Broom on the overlap to Kieran Broom, saved by David De Gea. Unlucky, and such a great move. Knocking the ball around in those tight areas is so difficult to do, testing the United centre-backs, but ultimately the Spaniard was wise to that run from Broom and he managed to close him down early. De Gea throws out to Bruno, snatched off him by Luna.
Oh dear.
The Argentine plays it to Kevin. 2-2! Calamitous from Manchester United, ingenious from Ashwood City. Listen to the noise in this place. The roof has come off, Peter. What did I say? You've got to either own that midfield or play around it. What does De Gea do? He chucks the ball right into the eye of the storm. Yoink, I'll have that, says David Luna. And who better to pick out one of, if not the best striker in the league right now? Gives David De Gea the eyes. Little shimmy, bottom corner.
We're all over him. We're all fucking over him.
Oh, we scored too early, I know it.
Scored too early? It's a fucking equaliser, pal.
Yeah, but he's going to bring on Rashford and fucking Cavani and God knows who else.
Let him bring him on. Jesus Christ. Look, you see there? Middle of the park?
Yeah.
Look how deep Bruno is now.
Right, is that a good thing?
For us, aye. They're trying to win back the middle and they can't fucking do it. Ronaldo sure is fucking going to help him. But let me tell you, Rashford and Cavani won't either.
We're so narrow.
Who'd you rather have the ball? Our fucking wingers? Or Luna, Broom, Akufo and Kevin? Exactly.
Here's Maguire. Difficult couple of weeks for the England international. Not made a great deal easier by the quality shown in the opposition today.
Yeah, you're right, Peter. Not what you need. Not what Manchester United and Ralph Rangnick need right now either. A revitalised and energised opposition. It's not easy.
Options few and far between for the Manchester United captain. Tries a ball over the top for Ronaldo.
Oh, that is poor.
Adeyemi wins the header. Akufo picks up the loose ball. Coming forward now. Lindelof looks to close him down. The Ghanaian lays it back to Broom, who has a go from range.
Oh, my word! Pick that out.
Yeah!
Fucking get in!
Yes! 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 Oh, fuck yes!
You like that, Avram? You big fucking spooky-looking twat?
Riviere collects the corner with ease.
Poor from Sancho, that. Really poor.
Riviere finds Park, who's going to stretch this Manchester United midfield right now.
Boy, he can run. He can really, really run, Peter.
Akufo is coming on the overlap. Now here comes Kevin. It's three against one. It's Park still, and takes it past De Gea, and it's on a plate for Kevin. It's four.
Kids watching at home, that is how you move up the field.
To Broom, to Akufo, knocks it past McTominay. McTominay brings it down.
He's gone.
He's already on a yellow, and Martin Atkinson shows him the red.
Silly, silly boy, Scott.
Victor. Floated in by Luna towards Vassos.
Five of the best for Ashwood City. And Greece is the word as Angelo Vassos thunders a header past David De Gea. Please, lightning, Peter. Look at the way he holds himself in the air. You just knew it. You just knew he was going to need the ball. And boy, did he meet it.
Skyline of the city. The sunlight takes the sky away from dark.
Another one.
Hey, let's do it. Beer me up.
Cheers.
Cheers, pal.
5-2, eh? That's a new manager bounce for you.
Kieran said he made the first team fondle their own bollocks at half-time. Maybe a bit of madness might see us into Europe, pal. Who knows?
It's not, though, is it?
Huh?
It's not just a bit of madness.
Come on, he's fucking insane.
Well, I've remembered what I was going to say.
Oh, eh? What's that?
This shouldn't work. You know, Eric, it shouldn't. Every pundit is saying it. Jess is saying it. Even Colin, for a while. I just did it because it was free, to be totally fucking honest. But I never felt like it was the wrong thing. Yeah, do you know why? Because there wasn't a flinch of apprehension in your decision. You're a good leader, Woody. I know you think you're not, and I know you hate the idea of leading, but I followed you into battle on this one, and I would follow you to the gates of hell. Or heaven, you never know. Because you have my absolute trust, and I admire you. And when it comes down to it, I really loved you. Oh, for fuck's sake, Avram's taken the fucking coasters.
City of Pride, oh yeah. 100%. The City of Pride, everyone in Cairns. Well, big of them cheering on. Yeah, they can't deny it. Ashwood City, whoa, yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.